Yesterday we began Bikurim in the Mishnah Yomi, which is the final Masechta in Zerayim, and we are in the first parak of Bikurim at Mishnah Gimel. To begin, we're talking about the first fruits. Ein mevin Bikurim hutz mishivat aminim. We don't bring any Bikurim except for the seven famous species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised. This is in Devarim, chapter 8, verse 7. We say that Hashem is bringing us into the good land, a land of wheat, barley, vines, meaning the grapes, fig trees, pomegranates, oil, olive oil, and honey. And the honey is date honey. So that's the Shivat HaMinim, which we have mentioned many times in Zeroyim. Barner here explains, it says about Bikurim, it says, May Reshit, from the first, or from the prime fruits, lo kol reshit, not every first fruit from every tree, but from them. So from them, meaning you pick the best ones, the ones Eretz Yisrael is most famous for, which is the Shivat HaMinim. And the Mishnah qualifies this further. They have to be really the best specimens. Lo mitzamarim shebaharim. We don't take dates that are up on the mountains, because those are not the gishmak dates. Lo meperot shebamakim. And not the ones from deep valleys where they don't get a lot of sun, because again, they're not the best ones. And not from olives made for oil that aren't the best type. The Bartner here says the Zait Aguri is the best kind, because when it rains, even when it rains, they don't leak. Apparently other olives, when it starts to rain, they start to leak some of the oil, but the Aguri saves the oil inside. The Mishnah continues, Ein mevin bikurim kodem latzer. We do not bring them before Atzeret. The Bartner explains, because on Atzeret, which is Shavuot, we bring the Shtei Alechem, and the Shtei Alechem, this wheat bread offering, is also called Bikurim. So it's called Bikurim in chapter 23 of Vayikra, and that is Matir Chodosh in the temple, and that's the also called Bikurim, and it's the first one. So really, all the other Bikurim from the other species should come after that. Mishnah says, Anshe har tzvoim. There's also tzvoim mentioned in Lech Lecha. It's one of the nations involved in that first world war with the four kings versus the five kings. Tzvoim is one of those places, possibly the same one. Haviu bikurehem kodem letzeret. They brought their bikurim before etzeret. V'lo kiblu mehen. The kohanim did not accept it. Mipnei ha-ketuv shebetorah, haga katsir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizra basadeh. So it's written by Shavuot. Shavuot was the Chag of Kitzira, and it's the first fruits of your labor that you plant in the field. So again, like the Bartner has said, because the Shtei Alechem that we bring on Atzeret is the first fruit, it's called the Bikurim, it's called the first fruit, and that needs to be brought on Shavuot itself, so they didn't want to bring any offering before Shavuot. Mishnah Dalet is very interesting, Rabotai. Elu mevin velo korin. There's another category of people who bring from their land, if they have land that's fruit-bearing, but they don't recite the passage that we mentioned in the first Mishnah. Hager mevi ve'eno kore. A convert to Judaism, he'll bring his first fruits without reciting the passage. Eno yachol omar, why? He can't say the words, shenishba Hashem la'avotenu latet lanu, that Hashem swore to our ancestors to give to us, because Lamaisa, his ancestor, wasn't Avram Avinu. Imhaita imu Yisrael, if his mother was Jewish, even though his father was not, mevi v'kore. He does bring and he does recite the passage, because Avotenu could include from the mother's side. Kashu mitpalel, and when he davens, beino vein atzmo, when he's davening to himself quietly, omer Elohei Avot Yisrael. So instead of saying Elokeinu v'Elokei Avotenu, he says Elokei Avot Yisrael, the God of the patriarchs of the Jewish people. Kashu b'beit Knesset, when he's in the Beit Knesset, meaning he's davening for everyone else, the Shliach Tzibur, he's the Shatz, the Chozon, Omer Elohei Avotechem, the God of your ancestors. Im Haita Imam Yisrael, and again, if his mother is Jewish, Omer Elohei Avotenu, he can say the God of our fathers. And you should know, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam and the other Mefarshim, the other Poskim, don't pass it like this Mishnah. Again, you should be aware, we don't paskin straight out of the Mishnah. Consult your local Orthodox Posek and your local Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. But the Rambam says, we don't say like this. And it's an interesting, the reason why Rambam explains is because in Lech Lecha, Hashem changes Avram's name to Avraham. Why? Ki Av Hamon Goyim Natatecha. I've made you the father to many nations. And this is understood to mean that Avraham Avinu has been, you know, appointed spiritually as the father to every convert who will join the Jewish people. So Hashem made Avraham the father of every person from every conceivable nation that will ever join the Jewish people. So when we say that a convert is Ben Avraham or Bat Avraham, whatever we want to say, that's literal. That's mamish. Mamish. Avraham Avinu has appointed the godfather, the spiritual father, the father of this convert. And therefore, according to the Rambam and the Poskim, they could be Mevi Vikore. A convert can bring Bikorim from Eretz Yisrael, from their land, and they can read the Parsha, they can say Avotenu, Elokei Avotenu. When they daven, they say just like everyone else, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Avotenu. They say it because they are the children of Avraham Avinu. Shkoyach Rabosai, Zay Gesund.